start.
You can use this.
Hi. Thanks for having us down.
We're gonna start the joint council meeting of the Lapine City Council and the Deschutes County Board of Commissioners. It's 5:34, the day is Wednesday, October 9th, and we're gonna call this to order. We're gonna establish a forum and introductions all at the same time.
Counselor.
Tom Anderson, County Administrator.
Melissa Bethel, City.
Mr. Mayor, we have four Lapine City councilors and three forum. Are there any added agenda? Let's first do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, everybody. Okay, so now let's move into this. Are there any added agenda items?
The county has any additional items.
Thank you so much. Okay, so then we're gonna move into the Deschutes County Sewer Loan Intergovernmental Agreement discussion.
I'm Nick Leelak, the Deschutes County Community Development Director.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Good evening, councilors and commissioners. I'll provide the quick update, and I can make this as long or as short as you would like, as I mentioned to Melissa. To give you the snapshot, Deschutes County loaned the Lapine Sewer District back in the early 2000, $1.1 million in order to serve the new neighborhood as part of that, the new neighborhood coming in incorporated community at the time, the urban unincorporated community. We borrowed that money for 4.5% and negotiated and got a much better interest rate. We worked with Rick Allen on a couple of occasions and with Corey Misley, and we talked about the discrepancy in the loan payments because we were paying 2.86%. And at the time, we were still making the debt service payments, and we all agreed that at some point last week, the Board of County Commissioners approved lowering the interest rate from 4.5% to 2% would have been, the difference would have been in that payment. I can provide more details. You need to pay $56,000 a year in the debt service. Right now, we have about $150,000 in our funds for SDCs that we've collected with the new debt. That's really ramped up in a couple of years, the last couple of years. Great conversations. The next time we can reopen that loan, we can make another lump sum payment to then reduce that growth in the city and in the SDC collections. We may be able to pay it. The loan actually extends right now through 2032. The balance on the loan is, I can't remember exactly, $650,000. So when we look at this and the projected growth over the next. I'm happy to answer any other questions about that, but certainly good news.
Between the amount that we paid and the amount that we owed, some $30,000 or something?
Yeah, there's something, and I'd have to ask Sherry Pinner, who's at a conference right now, what this is, and I don't recall exactly what that is. It's something that on the loan, I want to say $630,000, and this is $660,000, and I don't recall if that was administrative costs or what, find out exactly what that difference is. But it's,
right, I had just seen that difference there, and at some point I was wondering where that had come from. Benefit from this, I just didn't know where this had originated. Next thing, my only concern is, as the Newberry District expands and stuff, and we have more property that's sold, how does the county see the expansion of services to that area, things like that, if the county is going to sell property to contractors, yet the city doesn't receive any SDCs to take and expand the services themselves?
Well, initially, the county and really the total financial contribution to the Lapine Sewer District at the time was close to exactly what's transpired with Lapine's infrastructure over those projects. Potentially, additional sewer capacity has been consumed that wasn't initially. And the county will be a partner with the city as well as developers as we go forward for developing lots of the new neighborhood.
Right, it's just comforting to know that the county
plan. Well, as the city, as you go through with the case may be the infrastructure to serve those new developments and more conversations to.
I understand, but it's just better to get it out on the table right away, you know, if we're gonna sell property.
Very, very fortunate. James Lewis, our property manager, has been a community development director, with the city of Bend. He's been...
A little bit bigger picture, a little bit of history. So remember the water in Southern Deschutes area. We have highly drained rural properties in Southern Deschutes County. This whole project came in place as an agreement with the Lapine Sewer District before there was a city. Mm-hmm. So this is a, you know, an assumed taking over that utility at the time. Intention was to, you know, put that infrastructure in for the build out of those neighborhoods. The recession slowed it way down. All the history, the players, everything is different.
Right.
But we got to remember that history. I mean, the intention was to build it out. You know, I don't know how far it would have been built in a different economy, but it all stopped 10 years ago. The intention wasn't for the county to take advantage of that and to have that opportunity to refinance, so it was a good point. Counselor changeover, I've never heard about it. Staff changeover, it just didn't come up. Like, oh, well, let's, you know, talk about the agreement of lining up these interest rates. So it came up in, you know, fund for supporting people with nitrate reducing systems in the rural county. Not a land sale plus a transfer development credit. Right place to be many years ago, but remember, I mean, that was, some of us were at a community meeting at the high school many years ago, and that's where I learned about what a county commissioner was and what's going on. It's for a while now. That hasn't been real contentious. We're kind of getting through this now. There's people building houses in the rural county. Some people, you know, they really kind of need or want, and they hear about this rebate for a nitrate reducing system. Other people just don't, they're like, what is that? It doesn't matter. Just give me whatever system you require, and I don't care. You know, there's some resources. People are building houses in the rural. So it's an interesting dynamic in the rural county also. We want to protect groundwater here.
Yes.
Water, sewer, and roads are those big infrastructure items. Yeah, I mean, it's all good. We're moving forwards. It's good to learn about the history, understand what was going on there. That land was purchased with that requirement for transfer and pollution reduction credit systems. We asked for him to take some obligation for that, but it's also less than what we were thinking. Part of the first quadrant, he's building the second quadrant. This is that important with those other quadrants. You know, this is one of the, there's three main sections when you look at the land up there.
Will these be at full, will these be at the discounted SDC rates?
See, there's no reason to talk about discounted SDC rates. That would be the, yeah, I mean, there'll be some discussion about that, but as I say, elected official-wise, and you have the authority there, I don't know that here's the land, go do good work, but please pay the SDCs. I mean, I was in that negotiation. So that's the value of that, you know, system development charges, feedback into the fund for being able to build out at capacity maintenance.
There's some agreement with Polish for a certain number that they have a lower amount.
First 300, there's a 1,440, so whatever the city's SDC is at the time, it's discounted by the
other two sections also, okay. Then, is where I was going with the story.
The amount of money was that we paid in...
About $105,000.
Okay, I thought that's what you said there earlier.
It was accrued on the books, but the city and the SDCs did never pay it.
Right. But we're backdating the interest rate to the value of it also. So we're, yeah, there's the difference from the last few years.
That
was wonderful.
I know, like, 2012. Yeah, how did that happen?
That's like,
right.
I just wanted to verify that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And, you know, even making the comment, we're going to have infrastructure needs in the future, and we hope that we can continue to work.
Well, there'll be some design and engineering hard point where you need to say, okay, well, fine, there's debt associated with it, but we can't build another house unless we have more capacity. So, you know, that's just wherever it is out in the future, but that's understood. We're basically here to celebrate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very nice.
So now you really appreciate it, right?
I'd love to get a discount of 7 years of interest.
No.
Yeah.
7 months.
Yeah.
7 months is even fine.
Yeah.
7 years?
Well, we weren't the bank, and I were just an intermediary, so that was available.
I think that the county has been very, very fair with us, and that we still are trying to get going the way we should and get all the stuff that we're trying to get. So I appreciate all three of you county commissioners and the staff of the county for going through this, working it out, and coming up with a plan like this to help us.
At the time, it was even the previous community development director.
Thank you. Just a couple, including the installation of septic, traditional septic systems on buildable lots, and reduce the overall amount of nitrates going into the groundwater. When prices went sky high in the buildup to the second, these new systems came along, nitrogen reducible. Premise shifted from reducing development to nitrogen reducing systems into the ground, replacing. Energy came along that allowed us to shift the whole premise. So many old systems who are starting to age out have been an important thing to remember. The other thing, just in terms of development, the original scope of the loan that was made to the sewer district at that time contemplated a full build out in the new neighborhood, but it was primarily family affordable housing projects that have gone in, which, you know, far exceeds that X capacity that was envisioned with single family homes. Now you're up here, Roslyn School, you know, pushed it way even higher. So it's this increment, so it's that gap that, you know, we can and will have future discussions to talk about how we partner different new neighborhood that was envisioned 20 years ago when this was put into place. And developers, you know, obviously have to play a key role in that. So
here is the build out of that neighborhood, or whenever, you know, when this loan was taken out, probably the price to build out the neighborhood was far less than it would cost to the old mansion.
No, it was 2000. It was like 2004.
It was a sewer. We were still at the, yeah, it was before.
Right, but building it out 10 years ago cost a lot.
Talked about 15 to 20 years ago.
Other discussion? No? Okay, then we'll move on to our next agenda item, number 6. Do we have a law enforcement update?
Oh, I do. I am Paul Garrison, the captain. He's one of your own. So.
Lap of night.
That's right. So we ended within the annual year yesterday, last person to that, where we currently are trending this year. On that track where we're at, we will be at about 20. Annually, staff at a minimum 2 deputies per shift.
One with the Hawks on the front of it.
Not going to say that I came up with that one on my own. Another overlay of that, we're trying to improve our presence in drug houses, those sorts of things for service with, which oftentimes they do require.
For your guys' knowledge, when it comes time for some of the MIP stuff, though, there was no discretion. We are automatically citing and going on from there, so that helped raise that, especially our DUIs and a few other things. We've hired a lot of new people. A lot of new people that live down here in Lapine. Years past, when I started here 21 years ago, it was very hard to get people to live in Lapine that were deputies. Most of them wanted to live in Bend and so on. Well, now we have so many of our deputies that actually live down here, are part of the community. And when we do get those new deputies, especially when it comes to the brand new, they're hard chargers, and they're going out and they're enforcing what
you'll right? see. Yes, you'll see two to a car, and that's typically what that is.
It's not a new school resource officer, it's just a new school policy that last year, I mean, no cars for kids with any of the e-cigarettes. And, you know, just in general, there was an uptick in those. They're seeing an epidemic when it comes to vaping. Warned us about this, and one of the trainers told us, he said, you know, you will be okay for a while because of the price of things, anything will help at this point.
Oh yeah, well I've heard that from health officials in our area, yeah. And if they've come to me and asked me, like, what can you do to help? I've always felt it takes a community to raise our kids, and a lot of times hands off, and so it's teachers, it's community.
Yeah.
Happening in the schools, or are your other officers dealing with them as well?
Because a lot of the kids are reporting what they're seeing. Here, especially in a rural district, it's hard to kind of come across others in possession of alcohol. Of course, we're going to see so we're getting most of them from the schools, and we are seeing kids reporting things that they're seeing. And so it also has taken a stance of no tolerance. So we end up sending them into juvenile court, and they go through the juvenile court. It's quite a process at times, because we have parents. So it's because they're so expensive.
Right.
So we are trying. We've had great cooperation with the schools. Our canines go through the schools too for drugs and so on. We don't have any hits. But it sure lets kids know, hey, we're here, we're here to protect you.
Do you see, you know, being that you're a countywide protection agency, do you see that about the same as other cities, you know, in what you're saying, an uptick in MIP? Is this a problem that our community needs to address more than other communities? Everybody in their own way is about the same thing?
It is. They saw that the school district there saw the same. They've not, Ben Lapine has been very vocal, just as.
On that side.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're we're at the top, so we need to get better.
You know, also with some of the updates that you have seen, remember, you know, the growth we've had here.
Yes.
Those things are going to happen. There is not a certain criminal element here that just out of the stuff is what we consider petty crime. Mm-hmm. We're going to see that as different programs to kind of get to get those numbers. And to kind of give you an example of how that works is if we do have an issue like, let's say, gas theft happening in one of the neighborhood of that, and we recognize it, hey, so-and-so, we got this one, I got this one, I got out, and they'll do either surveillance, they'll do a lot of traffic stops in there, or we see the piping for all the siphoning, now we arrest the individual, now it goes down. That's the goal.
Do we still support?
So I'm going to do a Citizens Academy down here.
Yes.
It's going to be held at the Senior Center. We're going to go for kind of a two-day event. We're going to see what we get for participation, and that's what we're looking forward to bring in.
We were doing that still, you know, if that was still ongoing.
Yep, and then from there, citizens can do ride-alongs with us and everything else.
One thing I'd like to add, or ask, I know a few years ago we had a lot of parents that when you would arrest a child or take from home, oh, that's not my child. My child would never do that. Or are they more supportive of what you do?
You know.
What do you say?
This is coming from a person who lives here on Lapine. I'll tell you, 90% of the kids that we end up catching doing wrong, not horrible things, yeah, but kids being kids, most of the time they're like, please don't take me home.
Right.
Because my dad is going to be bad and my mom's going to be worse. Mm-hmm. So we do get a lot of support from the people here and the families here, and they do a great job.
Good.
Yes. And that is pretty much, we don't just turn them loose with to make their parents come and pick them up, which right. is exactly what Lieutenant DeLuca is alluding to, because it's like, now we put them on notice. I couldn't tell you the number of deputy complaints I've fielded with things, and unfortunately that kind of is, there are a lot of folks that are very responsible and hold their children. There's updated training, yes, and we work hand-in-hand with our CISIS assessment team, which that's another thing, come to the scene and assist us so that a deputy doesn't come on them to take them to the hospital and be assessed. They're going to be released. That's not going to work, but we'll do it. He's going to take credit for it.
I'm going to remember him. Yeah.
Somebody want to explain Stabilization Center and how that fits in?
Oh, yes, our center will. And I just had to take an emergency trip over to the hospital for a friend a couple of weeks ago, and I had my little jacket on, and it was amazing. All the people, that pressure off the hospital, and also their over where their old ICU was, is projected to be done in January. And so we need St. Charles to be functioning at our interest. So they can come in, bring their bring them in, and they can be assessed at that point, because the trained people are so unfortunate. The one in Marion County, right by being in St. Charles, sometimes for days.
National Stepping Up Initiative is the terminology, mental health issues and diagnosed medical, mental health issues. So it gives that opportunity for an officer in the field to say, okay, we've got somebody on the verge of, or could be, a criminal here, but sitting in a cell, maybe not the right. Not an overnight facility. It's going to be open extended hours.
The first year will be open until probably 11:30 at night, and then hopefully the second year we'll have.
Take your pills daily or weekly, and why haven't you? Well, I lost my job and this and that. So it just kind of unravels.
Girls out of the stabilization mental health treatment, because. Oh, just getting into a mental health professional is very difficult.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be the honor for somebody, because, as I say, a lot of people, they go to that. Oh, I did that, but I forgot to take the pill, or whatever the situation. So it's kind of a long trip from here, but it could be that place.
I wondered, because I hadn't heard about it, and
yeah,
I'm on that board.
Yes.
So I was
I
like, oh, I'm going to go after that. So.
Anyway, yeah,
great.
Great relationship and integration in the community. Role, which is included in the city, so it's just one of those things where there isn't a need to even talk about a police.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead,
thanks, Paul.
We have an update on the Lapine Sun River Economic Development Station.
Situation!
We have a lot of situations.
That's right.
Next week will be my full 3 months, and it's the first time the city of Lapine has actually.
That is a situation.
And I've learned a tremendous amount. I've kissed a lot of babies, and just to understand perspectives, try to reduce jobs to the area. So in the 3 months, we've approved a new strategic plan, which is a lot different than the previous updates. And I'll start, I did get sort of things, just the chamber connects between Sun River and Lapine. We've done a lot of work with them just to provide some assists and understand which ones are truly, what does EDCO do in the community. And an introduction to business retention and development plans and really where they'd like to see their business a year from now or 3 years from now. Can you get funding? I said no. I said, let's talk about that. That's what I consider an assist to local businesses, and it's kind of funny because whatever EDCO does with a business, we're saying, hey, your program, whether it's enterprise zone applications or enterprise zone, where those statewide programs are, I'm introducing those to them, and I'm also giving them a matrix in layman's terms and then also the business related terms. So that's a lot. Okay, that's what we're doing. Also did an educational program assist, so I did a reciprocal relationship with the chambers and or Small Business Development Center, if you're part of the chamber here. And Relocation Services is a new company in Bend. I think if you're a contractor, you're pertaining to property management companies, whatever. As they pitched to EDCO, I listened and I was very happy for the Sun River Chamber and the Pine Chamber. So all those are built out, and Rex and Holland have been great about taking that stuff and just running with it across the board. The BRU meetings, I'm scheduled to do 6 per month. I've already done 5 in October with 2 follow-up assists requested. That's resulted in just options offered to local businesses wanting to purchase in, some land in the industrial park. Yeah, so I'm anticipating offers very, very close, yeah. But instead of them just buying one for themselves, I'm saying, hey, if you buy one, I'll give you one at a discounted rate, and it's still above market value.
Yes.
But it does look a lot better, and then I'm also starting to compare my director peers across the region. So instead of people trying to sell their individual lands that they might own, and that gave me the project summary pertaining to what it would actually take to build a certain site.
You need the lease rates need to come up for commercial and industrial property. That's kind of
build a building,
yes.
Environment, it just doesn't make the environment's not built into it, but it is cost effective,
yeah.
And cheap. So it's just like this, at some point there's gonna be a corner turn, and it, yeah. And you might be on the verge of it, it'll be exciting.
It's yeah, and you know, I think the neat part is, by the way, you just stole.
You're sorry, oh! Sharing my passion.
Melissa and I are going to be meeting weekly, so we actually just putting something on the calendar so we can talk about that process. So if somebody's coming in to make the offer, how can we process as smooth as humanly possible and as seamless? That's been really good. Both of those are non-cannabis, by the way, in case anybody was wondering. Both of the.
So there's no competition coming in as well.
Although he would probably welcome it. We do have one trade sector company that moved into Sun River on Monday. They opened the doors, and I have completed an application. I've completed an approved enterprise zone application. That's one of the largest engineering firms for aquariums. They moved from San Diego up to here, and very, very happy with the lifestyle and being that one up. So that's a total of 10 jobs between T Technologies and Steel Plant Consulting are moving in. And there's a Japanese outdoor equipment and apparel company that originally came down and was looking for a manufacturing spot. They ruled that out. They have a flagship site. They had about $1.5 million to spend. Another big thing that I'm working on is the bike park concept and development. A lot of court tariffs and most of that stuff is in China and Vietnam, and they want to be in Oregon and comparing against Park City. And this would be a e-bike park around the outside with a so I would love to see that happen. That's a passion of mine. And if you look at this event that was up Wednesday and a Thursday in the middle of the school week, and who would actually manage it, run it, whether it's going to be in partnership with Parks and Rec or whether it be privately owned and run. Small scale is one of the largest summer events ever.
And we're completing a grant this week in partnership with CORE for just a block-by-block vision, trying to share the story of how we're growing conservatively, but aggressively, and how we market, but also how the area aspect and help change the perception a little bit and some of the negative print bulletin, just to talk about the stories that they provide. Guarding the territory a little bit and going, hey, we're actually pretty...
I'm going to back a half a step. So the 150 acres out here is on the edge of town. And that is the park district. Advocate for that to be put in the city of Lapine. That was just an idea. It hasn't been asked for by the park district. When I was on the park board office here, and I've told the park board members, hey, there's this great thing out there, and then they just haven't moved on it, which is whatever, going in different directions. But, you know, the bike events, we have large event rules in rural Deschutes County, and it's 90-day process. If it's over a number of people, there's these steps on the edge of the city, right over here. I'm happy to be, it's going to be a UGB expansion. I'm just saying, this is our domain. No. And it could be for economic development purposes for events. The city of Lapine, remember the UGB was voted on by the people. State Land Use Department said, well, you don't have enough people for a city that big. And we had to defend the fact that, no, the people voted on it on this footprint. So that, you know, the state land use was trying to make it smaller than the people voted on, but we could make a justification for expanding for events.
Buildable lands and all of that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff around. Yeah.
Right.
So
we wouldn't.
It's very preliminary, and we're looking at others. There's other options out there.
But I will tell you, I'm going to be a bulldog about it because I firmly.
If it's not right for the city council, I'm just saying, as a commissioner,
Have
at that land.
No.
I'm saying I don't think we qualify under the state laws to expand the UGB for those reasons, but I could be.
It's possible you can. There's a
not taking 40 acres or 150 acres away or.
I said, but that's one of them. He's talking about different. There's other ways, but.
I'm talking to the Central Oregon Trail Alliance as well. They have grants that they're going, hey, if you can get the land, let us know. 79 acres that's actually within the city as well. We've got a huge tourist attraction to this area. Not their master plans, and we're in the process of just kind of. Then I'm also doing realtor tours, sharing the planned housing specific. Both the Polish and the, I've been using Old Lapine, New Lapine, only because that's been very well received by that community, as well as the EDCO luncheon. And then farming lead generation through EDCO for traded sector business, specifically data centers, requisites, and I have that packet I can go to folks in. And then the outdoor equipment apparel industry is obviously, I already mentioned that. We're organizing a corporate activity tax class, and that'll be something. And then me and Melissa's time, we're scheduling about an hour a week. That'll kind of start talking about anything. We're going to invite people to that. So the zoning looks like, answer any questions. Because a lot of times, rather than just providing information, and Builders has been fantastic. I've gotten awesome responses on the 10. We have 1031 exchange opportunities in Lapine, Oregon. We got 13 responses that day. Saying we'll build, which is bad because I had to tell 13 people, no, don't have any of that right now. But the good thing, the good thing that came out of that was a laundry list of, hey, in order to attract those guys, and I had three of them say, hey, we're doing this quarterly, so when you get something, reach out to Relocation Services, fill some of those buckets for me, which is really, really cool. Assignments for me.
You've addressed several things that I asked about early on when you first came to meet with us after coming, moving some of those other properties that people, private citizens own.
I feel it's just a matter of time, and it's a matter of finding the industrial park or the lots individually like they've been done in the past, because that worked real well. That was a little facetious.
Yeah. Right.
I'm looking at marketing Lapine as a whole, and very holistically. I'm talking about the programs that are here, some of the community assists that happen. And Vic Russell Homes, I've worked with both of their real estate and I do to help push this out further. Talking a little bit about the industry sectors that come in. I'm from corporate America, where
3 months. Well.
For the ones of folks, I can take them camping for only a million.
Yeah, oh yeah. By the way, they're probably gonna come in way lower than that. They're pretty happy to take them.
So those lake resorts, I've communicated with the Connect app if, you know, if there's questions.
I've got great connections. Devin and Kate Dunn, who own Cultus, and difficult than you'd ever believe. Yeah. But just explain to them what goes into that, how the federal land's being utilized, and what their responsibilities are in the resort, and what they can and cannot do.
Exactly. And that's the tricky part.
Yeah.
So you want me to rebuild all these buildings and try to make some money, but you're not going to guarantee. That's what they say.
Yeah. Historically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a tight box. But
yeah.
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 But those are jewels. Every one of them are.
Yeah, and they are very good, and we didn't think we'd have interest, and they said, actually, we are interested.
Yeah.
So, no, I never said the price tag, but...
I just did it on the record, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. Again, I'm learning.
What happens in the county?
Any other questions?
Okay. I like this stuff. You're kind of earning that corner office thing.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
So then we're going to move to our next item, which is number 8, development trends and issues. Okay, Nick.
I vote Nick.
There you go.
Nick, it's all you.
All right, well, thank you. I will jump right in. I have a handout here. I compiled this a couple of days ago, and there's enough copy for our recorder in the back as well. I know it's important for me. And I think I've got a couple of extra copies here on the side. What this does is this shows building permit data. For the city of Lapine, this new year through Friday afternoon, it shows 41 new single-family home permits, 5 new commercial buildings. It shows the valuation that we see across the city of Lapine. What I would note is, of course, we're going to talk about trends. 1 year doesn't make a trend. So what happened in 2018? In 2018, we built 40 single-family dwelling units for the entire year. Those came in the last 2 months. Of 2018. We still have a quarter to go about. I mean, it's very, very, very conservative. Other things, and Scott's already busy more so with if Vic Russell is going to be the projection going forward over the next couple of years. Of course, they bring businesses for your business park, or may create their own businesses, or attract more businesses when you have more residents. So,
I do with my business.
So one of the things I was thinking about doing is
probably wouldn't hurt anything.
Yeah,
provide your counsel isn't a bad thing.
I can't take good credit for any of this. I'm just giving you the numbers, and we have
a team.
It's all about the private sector that's making this happen. So, and our collective work. Thank you.
Okay, so that's our development trends and issues. We're going to enter our public comment set night. And just in case you don't know, if you do have public comment, if you please would fill out one of these forms. They're located right here on the corner of the table. And then we'll be able to call you up in your turn. We allow 3 minutes of public comment, ideas, complaints, comments, whatever you got. You know, you're free to say whatever you'd like. Tonight, if you would just step forward, apparently I hope I'm pronounce your name correctly, Bruce Swanden.
Yes, sir.
What's your address, you know?
Bruce Swanden, address is 54485 Huntington Road.
That doesn't matter, just for the record. Thank you so much.
Dramatically. Here's Mayor Richard, council members. Thank you, Melissa, for spending the time with me yesterday. After my comments at our last meeting, folks came up to me and said, you need to be a friend only to the city of Lapine. We make the decisions. Me and my friend, all gets its speed from the line. Relation and contention in this room makes for better decisions. I voice my concern, and I offer to present practical solutions. I concluded once was a bunch of dog ate my homework excuses. You can't stop growth. It can't happen here. It's out of our control. Here's a warm glass of milk. Go back to sleep and let the adults handle this. Perennial favorite, we don't have any money. Yet, you're spending $750,000 on a project that you can't even demonstrate was ever a good idea in the first place. Much less address the obvious risks and the expected outcomes. Is this good governance? I'm walking to the edge of a 500-foot cliff, but I can't see the danger, and somebody shouts, stop! You're about to walk off a cliff! Should I ignore them and keep pressing forward because I have already walked so far to get here? Because this person is a stranger and didn't walk that way beside me all the way? I asked questions in my email you haven't yet answered. And there are many, many more questions you haven't even asked. Mistaken. And if I am, if this decision turns La Pine into the crown jewel of Oregon, I will stand here and be the first to admit it. This decision causes irreversible damage to La Pine and the surrounding community. Will you see a mistake?
Absolutely.
We'll have time before construction starts.
Another public comment? Or,
I did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know how it goes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
You're fine. You can go ahead and give it to me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so very
Thank
much.
You.
So,
Vowel. Sorry.
My
B, 08 Shelley Lane, St. Charles. And there was a, didn't see him at first because he had dark clothes on, but there's no crosswalk there. The time of the day, obviously, it's after school. And they're waiting to cross, but there's no crosswalk. So a credit that is the housing income, I mean the housing project. But there's no crosswalk there for them to cross. I would just hate to see in the future.
This would be at Huntington and Memorial.
Uh-huh. Huntington on this side. I mean, Memorial on this side, Memorial on that
mm-hmm.
side.
Yes.
There's something, because Daniel told me about the meeting tonight. Or, I don't know how far you have to go south for a crosswalk.
You know your concern. Public comments that didn't fill out a form? Do our staff comments segment of the council.
I appreciate the offer. I don't have anything different or anything.
It's just a great
so
hoping. Because we're hoping we can establish a forum where we're
That's what caused it.
However, some of the parades, like Frontier Day, has been going on for years.
Yeah.
The county didn't issue for it, so we'll take care
that's
of it.
That's not permit either.
That's
right.
Whatever. You don't ask, you don't
yeah.
ask. So.
And if you have an event, and the event also incurs
so
a parade with the event, does that require two permits? Example is
yeah.
Veterans Day. There
yeah.
will be a parade, but there also will be a chili piece. Thank you all so much. So then we'll move into council and commission comments.
First, thank you for having us down here. It's always kind of interesting just to hear about the various things where we interact, you know, our departments, your departments, people. But it's also, I was thinking about the number of times I've come down here and just tiring. It seems like, well, we got something that's working hard, that's for sure. So that was good. I've been on the Sun River La Pine. What we can do to, you know, get more economic development also looks significantly better than it used to look.
Okay.
In Oregon, generally, are kind of good, I think.
From your previous meeting, Deschutes County is being in a governmental request and just an opportunity to borrow a piece of equipment. It throws snow, you know, hundreds of yards into the forest. We bought the next smaller size recently, just so you know, if it ever comes up. Talking about that, it's a big effort from the SU Cascades, are very dedicated to figuring out how from folks, a lady at the Roundup Trail, aren't right over here, and so I talked to her. But my point is, so Captain and I went over there with the dump trailer in my pickup truck Saturday, a couple weeks ago, and we just filled it up. We were just a partner with whoever wanted to come do that. We were able to help rake up around a couple units. We took a big TV. It was just falling apart into the transfer station. So making a relationship, just so you know, in support of what's going on over there. DJ from here, where you just kind of want to rake up the needles and prepare for winter. I just offered to go help a little bit, make a relationship, property manager. I've talked to the guy, Ira. I've never met him. I think I've talked to him on the phone before. So I'm just trying market rate housing. I think there's three people in there. We talked to Housing Works about it. But, you know, we should celebrate those little, you know, two-bedroom units over there and make sure positive, just trying to make keep it positive. Area and the wildland-urban interface between where people have developed here in La Pine area. So if you hear about that, the fire district is involved. I'm involved. The BLM people are at the table. Project Wildfire is coming to that. So I don't even know that does is give guidance to the Forest Service, when 32 wildland partners, which manage all the land around us around here. So that's going on right now. And
else on a per, because I think there's 50 or 60 people signed up right now. You know, it's just a great opportunity, good fit culturally here. I was going to the junior ROTC at the high school.
Months ago that I would be in that parade, and I think it starts at noon. So, of course, because that's a whole nother story. I got to put glitter on her hooves. And Bobby Lou won't want me to do that this time of year. But anyway, so I did sign up for the parade, and I'm hoping I can help. It's not at 12?
I think they're at the same time.
It is at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured if I could be at the front of ends, I'll get down here with the police escort, I'm sure. Because I'm
commissioner request.
Always driving this. I'm always driving this.
You wanted to do that ride along that day, right?
Yeah. Anyway, that was my plan on the 11th. I thought that was a great. I did attend the Child Care Summit in Lapine. A couple of the start times for Ben Lapine were the older children here. So that means that the younger children are getting home first. I wanted to watch them.
Right.
So, you know, there's always these things that parents have to think through. And I did think it was a great. But today we heard that Lapine actually has a homeless plan on people that are in the Forest Service land up there across from her and how they're getting shot over. So I would love to remind all the people from Lapine that go duck hunting, please don't shoot over those homes. Don't shoot over anyone in a kayak. And apparently people go duck hunting on the lakes until they freeze, and then they go duck hunting in the river, and it's, you know, so that's just a little side note. They came into our meeting and begged us for something to happen. They had an article with them from 2009. So this is Forest Service land, and the Forest Service has a little. One of the things I brought
is
to
that no shooting them in it?
No, because it's forest land. Okay. It's federal forest land. They will not make it no shooting. So we just have to be respectful.
There's no shooting all the way down the river except this one notch where there's a peninsula, and it's Forest Service on the far side. So the river goes around it, houses are on the one side, but it's just the world's greatest setup for being able to.
On the Big Deschutes?
Yeah.
It's a perfect spot.
There's, I know that people hunt on the Little Deschutes.
I had to take a class all year long called County, you know, College for Learning How to Be a Better Commissioner. And I think the impressive thing I saw, and I really feel that it fits in, was Kaiser has an amazing, I ordered extra booklets, and I don't know who on your committee, but it's just like, if you could see what they're doing with this vocational program, I know you're, but this was incredibly inspiring. So great, because we need electricians and we need, you know, it's just.
You spoke with COIC about that.
Yes, I did, because they're talking about it too. And I thought it was such a dynamic program that it's really, it's for the covers. We need, you know, especially in the construction business.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent program. They can get credit, but they do both things. They get, you know, thank you so much for having us tonight. And Lawrence Lane. So maybe I'll see her next weekend. It's our class reunion.
I'd let you know that Jamie Dimon of JPMorgan Chase is investing $3 million this year in this exact same, other than managerial education.
Awesome. I just think
it's the realization that you can't.
Yes. Everyone does not need to go to college. Yes. There's some really important things out there. Right. Well, that's good to hear.
He was at that table.
Yeah.
So if somebody's interested, then
exactly.
If you want to see
this is an extra one. I ordered five, so this is for you guys.
Exactly.
It's really.
Good. Thanks.
To fix this issue with the loan and the.
It'll happen. It will happen.
Yeah. Well, we thank you all.
There you go.
I just really appreciate Deschutes County and our partnership.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
And I guess I would just like to say thank you so much. You've always been the very best partner. And so I think that's about it. We're going to adjourn our meeting. And thank you so much, everybody that came. You know, it's out in our gallery.
That's just Marine coming out, right?
That's right.
So this is great. Way too many people.